The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, let's turn to the imminent return of El Nino and apparently the supercharged weather extremes it brings. It's a warning from the United Nations. We're joined by Dr. Darren Clark, Assistant Professor in Climate in DCU. Darren, just explain to us in as layman's language as you possibly can, what is El Nino and what impact can it have?
Okay, so El Nino is effectively the warm phase or the warm period of a naturally occurring phenomenon that happens every 2 to 7 years in the Pacific Ocean. It is additional warming on the east coast, additional sea surface or eastern Pacific, I should say, additional sea surface warming on the eastern Pacific. And effectively what happens is the trade winds in that part of the world in the southern hemisphere shift. They normally moved from east to west, but in this cycle of it, the naturally occurring cycle every 2 to 7 years or so, they flip backwards. So they go from normally from east to west, and they effectively move from west to east over this cycle. And the impacts of it are, I mean, right now the WMO issued, the World Meteorological Organization today issued a pretty unanimous statement saying that we're likely to see the beginning of the start of an El Nino. The last one was in 2024, and that coincided with a record-breaking year in terms of temperature, and the impacts of this are pretty much similar. They're expecting pretty much for all parts of the world an increase in temperature, including for, I suppose, for Ireland, it's a little bit less certain, but for the impacts could be felt indirectly in Ireland. So what we're likely to see is an increase in temperature in most parts of the world as a result of this, and a decrease in rainfall in some parts of the world coinciding with that, and an increase in other parts of the world in terms of rainfall as well.
Now, there'll be some people listening to this who might say, ah, great, it means we're going to get higher temperatures in Ireland this summer. Is that too simplistic?
It is too simplistic. I mean, if you look back last week, we had the temperature record in May not just been broken by a fraction of a degree, which is usually how climate records are broken up till the last couple of years. They've been broken by a fraction of a degree, like 0.1 degrees Celsius or 0.2 degrees Celsius. Last week, we broke that record by a huge margin, 2 degrees Celsius. So as a result of that, we're likely to see increased risk of health issues for, you know, people with cardiovascular or people with heart conditions, people with long-term illnesses, vulnerable people. So the impacts on this are real, and particularly for the vulnerable people in society. Yes, it might feel like a nice, if you want to class it as potentially a nice summer. It might be a nice summer. It might be drier, and it's more likely to be drier than average, according to the World Meteorological Forecast today. And Met Éireann themselves have said that the June to August outlook is likely to see temperatures somewhere up to 1 degree Celsius above average. So again, you know, we're likely to see temperatures higher than average. And we're also likely to see sea surface temperatures around the coast slightly above average as a result of this. But the impacts on it, I mean, if you're talking about our health system, our agricultural systems that are so dependent on reliable rainfall, the last fodder crisis in 2018 just showed the impacts when drought does happen. And we really need to prepare for these sort of events happening as well.
Sorry, last question. Does it also mean that if you're heading to the south of Spain or to the south of Italy this summer, that it could be we could see the kind of sweltering temperatures we've seen at certain times in recent years?
Yeah, that's a real probability. It's not, again, it's too far out, first of all, to say with certainty.
No, I accept it. This isn't a weather forecast. I absolutely accept
that. Yeah, of course. It really depends on, I mean, because the Pacific Ocean is quite far away from Ireland and Europe more generally, the impacts can be indirectly felt. But it is possible. It is actually possible that Southern Europe could be a bit colder than other parts of maybe Northern Europe, depending on what will determine a lot of this is our weather systems in Ireland and in Europe more generally are typically impacted by the movement of the jet stream. And that dictates whether that shifts northwards or southwards over the next kind of 6 months or so will determine how dry and how hot we get really in Europe. And where that jet stream shifts will determine where the temperature is okay. either warmer in southern Europe or slightly above average in northern Europe, including in Ireland. So it's likely to still be a very hot summer, no matter where you go in Europe, given the forecast that the World Meteorological Organization have issued today.
Darren, thank you indeed for making sense of that. Dr. Darren Clark, Assistant Professor in Climate in DCU there.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.